Watch, protesters arrested in New York City following SCOTUS abortion ruling. By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2022. Protesters have taken to the streets in New York City on the heels of the historic U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Clinic case, overruling Roe v. Wade and making abortion an issue at the state level. The ruling came down in a 5-4 vote. Some demonstrators in the Big Apple have made their way to the Fox News headquarters chanting obscenities, while others have been arrested for sitting in a roadway. Talia Jane, an independent reporter covering policing, extremism, and activism all over, for her Twitter account, shared a video of police arresting protesters in Manhattan. "If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and be charged with disorderly conduct," police could be heard saying. For another video Jane posted minutes before, protesters, some with locked arms, had been chanting, "This is what democracy looks like," while standing in a crosswalk. Earlier in the evening, they walked past the Fox News headquarters in droves, screaming, "Fuck Fox News," while flipping off the structure. Rebel News's Jeremy Lofredo, an investigative journalist based in New York City, shared a video of white liberals screaming at a black man who is pro-life. A large crowd took to Washington Square Park to protest the Supreme Court's ruling, which reverts power to the states to implement their own laws regarding abortion. As Breitbart News reported, Roe was handed down in 1973 in a 7-2 decision, holding that the U.S. Constitution includes a constitutional right to abortion, despite the fact that abortion is not found in the text, structure, or history of the Constitution, and the nation went more than 180 years without ever noticing it existed. It has been one of the most divisive legal issues in American history. An early draft of Alito's opinion leaked in May, the first such leak of a full opinion in the 233-year history of the Supreme Court, leading the left to violent protests, including destroying a pro-life center in Wisconsin, vandalizing churches, and threatening protests at the home of conservatives' justices in violation of federal law. Following the unprecedented leak, protesters showed up outside justices' homes, while one man even allegedly planned to carry out an assassination attempt on Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Churches and pregnancy clinics were targeted by radicals and some were even set ablaze. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, No. 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.